Antar Jutla is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at WVU. Jutla has been instrumental in developing a computer program that has helped predict and prevent the spread of cholera in war-torn Yemen. Carol Lofton spoke with Jutla about how supercomputers and data can impact the spread of waterborne diseases after both natural and man-made disasters.
Cholera is a disease, and it's a highly infectious disease that is caused by drinking water contaminated with Vibrio cholerae. And there are a couple of pathogenic strains in the world that causes this disease in human population. The disease is often fatal if it is not treated properly within 24 hours. With the advancement in water infrastructure, like safe drinking water and sanitation facilities, the cholera cases have been down in regions where we have robust water infrastructure. But it remains a concern for regions where the water infrastructure is weak or it cannot sustain the needs of human population. So we have been working on finding solutions to predicting water and vector-borne infections for over 10 years now. So my doctoral studies was also on waterborne infectious diseases. Then after that, like, I basically carried on with this work and tried to find out new and innovative ways within the domain of civil and environmental engineering as to how we can find smarter solutions to save human population. We presented a conference paper last year at American Geophysical Union, and it was reported in Scientific American. And after that, a couple of scientists approached me that they're interested to look into our algorithms and try to see if we can really use it in places where there is no decision making. And they were already working in Yemen, so that's how the collaboration started. And they wanted us to predict or provide them with the risk maps, at least like relatively in like 4 or 5 weeks. And we had algorithms prepared, and that's how everything started.
Are waterborne diseases a third world problem exclusively, or do we see them in the U.S. as well?
Oh, no, we do see, so waterborne infections can become issues in those regions where there is a natural disaster and it affects the water distribution systems. So if there is an extreme event, extreme weather events like hurricanes or earthquakes that damages the water infrastructure, then the chance of waterborne infections in any region of the world is high. As of now, we do not have this kind of risk in the more developed regions where we have emergency plans and where we have standard protocols for any prevention or mitigation strategies. These policies like mitigation or intervention strategies are usually absent in developing regions. To summarize, I will say that waterborne infections can happen anywhere. It's basically how we're going to deal and make policies on providing safe water and sanitation infrastructure is something that we are going to dictate whether a particular region will have an infection or not. And the other thing that I want to point out here is that cholera for us was a model disease, and it's a diarrheal infection. So, and since it was pretty fatal, that's why we started studying and predicting this disease in our work. If we can predict and prevent cholera, then the literature suggests that we are going to prevent another 20 to 22 types of waterborne infections from the human population. So by preventing or by making policies to prevent one infection, we are in fact going to help human population against several other waterborne infections.
We are seeing a spike in natural disasters worldwide. Can this model be replicated for any location where water infrastructure breaks down?
The short answer is yes. We have used this model in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and now in Yemen. So the model can be replicated anywhere in the world. Simply because we have a continuous data from NASA satellites. Said that, there is a human element to prediction as well, which means that if we produce a risk, then we need to understand how people are moving and how the intervention strategies are being carried out in a particular region. Yes, the model can replicate in anywhere in the world.
Again, that was Antar Jutla, professor of civil and environmental engineering at WVU, speaking with health reporter Carol Lofton. Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.